Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Take his mask and shut. I ain't wearing it no more. Y'all look at me like I'm from Mars when I don't wear it in the store.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find a link to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter, at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Take this mask and shove it. I know a lot of you share that sentiment, but apparently not everyone. According to a new survey, three-quarters of Americans still plan to wear masks in public after COVID-19 is no longer a threat. Researchers at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center polled more than 2,000 people across the country and found that most of those surveyed are okay with continuing many of the pandemic protocols for public health, despite the fact that the pandemic seems to be on the decline. Joining us now to discuss this is Dr. Brian Artist. He is CEO of ArtistLabs.com. Dr. Artist, thank you for joining us this evening.
I'm excited to be on your show.
Well, I appreciate it, Doc. And, I read this. It's been perplexing for me when I saw this survey. According to the poll, 72% of people still plan to wear masks in public. 80% will still avoid crowds. I don't know why. And 90% will frequently wash their hands and use hand sanitizer. I guess the first question I have to ask is, why?
Well, we've been very conditioned in a well-thought-out propaganda and orated attempt to control and remove critical thinking has been very successfully done over the last year by multiple agencies in the government, including the FDA, the CDC, and the NIH. And all critical thinking and logic and reasoning has been removed from the majority of the public. Otherwise, no one would say they were okay continuing to wear masks even after the pandemic's gone and want to avoid crowds unless they are truly uneducated on the benefits and non-benefits of mask wearing and this social distancing misconcept of 6 feet, 3 feet being protective in any way.
Right. Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. It is, it's all part of that conditioning and the messaging and how much they've been just hammering that over the last, over a year now. One of the Ohio State University doctors said he hopes people will consider wearing masks during cold and flu season in the future. I mean, do they just want people to live in fear and perpetuity? Is that it? Is that their end goal here?
The whole end goal is to control them, keep them in fear and confusion. And I will let you know right now, it's become very obvious for you and your audience. They should understand this conceptually. Every needed method of controlling a cult group is exactly what every single federal government agency in the year 2020 and 2021 has been purposefully and manipulatingly been using every needed characteristic and step required to create what's called thought reform or brainwashing is exactly what they are doing. And I would like to bring logic to these individuals and to your audience. If you really do believe that masks have been beneficial and you're going to trust what these individuals are telling you, if you actually just did your own little bit of conceptual research to look at how well masks are designed to protect you from viruses, you will learn something. These masks that we have been told to wear, or cloth bandages that we've been asked to wear for the last year plus, are designed to actually allow and block certain size particles. Particles that are 3 microns large are the only ones that get stuck. If they're 3 microns or bigger, they get stuck in the mask and don't move in or out. So it is protective at that size. The coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, its actual size is 0.125 micron, which to physicists tells you it's actually air fluid, which means it will move right around your mask. It'll move right through the mask because it's smaller than the particle size it works for. And they've actually been able to prove, physicists multiple times over have been able to prove, that molecules as small as SARS-CoV-2 at 0.125 microns can travel in the air. They have measured it up to 27.2 feet, and it just floats. It doesn't stop at 6 feet. It doesn't fall to the earth at 3 feet. So the social distancing, this whole 6 foot, now let's reduce it down to 3 feet, was never scientific. It was never efficacious. It was just a way to prevent people from being close and trying to change their behavior, changing what we wear in the way of masks and changing our behavior in public are the two things every cult, it's known and defined, has to do in order to be successful, to get them to do things they otherwise would not. People are doing the same thing. They're now saying, let's just keep wearing the mask even after the pandemic. They've done a great job of brainwashing you that this is going to be a feasible protective mechanism, and it is not even plausible or scientific.
I'm really glad that you brought up that concept of cult and authoritarian thought control techniques, because I think this is something that we've seen them using on the population for over a year. And conversely, you've seen as well the demonization of those who oppose masks and oppose lockdowns. It's ironic that you call it a cult because the left has used that word to describe those on the other side. I read an article recently saying, quote, America's selfish individualism has become a death cult in COVID-19 era. So, I mean, they literally are saying that rugged individualism that our country was founded on, the notions of freedom, of constitutional liberty, are now a death cult. And that's the word that they use to describe people who want to protect our liberty. No, we're the death cult. I just think it's so ironic. And yet what you're talking about is this COVID cult mentality, particularly amongst elected leaders in the Democrat Party. Their message is so unified, no matter at what level, they just toe the line, don't they, Doc?
They really do. So you are very right about now. Let's push this idea of death cults or anyone outside of what we mainstream media or government agencies are going to project as reality. So all cults have to do this. Now, in order to help your audience understand that I'm not just making this up, I need you to understand there is a guy named Steve Hassan. He's the America's number one cult expert and has been actually tainted as such throughout the media for years. He just wrote a book called The Cult of Trump, because he believed Trump is as narcissistic as any other cult leader ever. Steve Hassan has written multiple books of how to help family members get members of their own family or loved ones out of cults. Now, in order for people to define what a cult is, he actually lets you know in the beginning of his book called Freedom of Mind. I had to learn this from him so I could articulate this to your audience. There are 4 types of cults: religious, political, commercial, and therapeutic. And I didn't even know until I bought his book. So when I was watching all this COVID stuff, I just recognized the cult mentality behind it all. And actually, the cult mentality came up with the censorship. But in his book, he said there's political cults, and they need only 2 things to accomplish that will make them powerful and destructive. Those two things, I don't know if you know this, John, but your audience has to know this because I didn't even know it until a few months ago. In order for a political cult, per the American cult expert, in order for a political cult to be effective and destructive, it has to do two things. It has to control the media, and it has to prevent free assembly. This book was printed in 2013, by the way, 7 years before COVID. Hmm. It only needs these two things, prevent free assembly and control the media. What have they been the most successful at the last year? Censoring anything that doesn't fit their narrative about COVID being dangerous, or that you can heal it successfully without remdesivir or without vaccines, and that vaccines aren't warranted. So they censor all of that. They are definitely controlling the media. And then they prevented free assembly. Now, if this is what it takes for a cult expert to identify a political cult, this should be very obvious to everyone. When they took away your right to actually go to church and assemble freely, they shut that down. When they took away the right to go to schools and made you all go home, the number one thing cults have to do is isolate you from all your family members and anyone in the outside world. Then what they have to do is get the people in the cult convinced, anyone that has a different idea than what's being projected inside of the cult, they have to be demonized.
Right.
They are a threat to our advancement in society. And it's what they've always done, and it's now exactly what they're doing on a global scale. No. They have learned these are very effective tactics to control people. They are controlling you.
Well, and without a doubt, because, you know, we didn't take away everyone's freedoms, completely lock down our country, you know, suspend the Constitution. We're the dangerous ones. We're the death cult, not Dr. Fauci, you know, not the media, not President Biden. It's those of us who defend liberty and articulate that you have a right to your individual personal freedoms. Thank you again for joining us tonight, Doc. If folks want to find out more about you, if they want to hear more of you, they can find the Dr. Artist Show. It can be found on Dr. Artist Show YouTube page and at www.thedrartistshow.com, correct?
Absolutely. Also, it's on the Vocal Now platform, VOKALNOW.com. I've got reports, 13-page reports on the conspiracy behind remdesivir, which was the drug being pushed on people to actually treat COVID patients, which actually killed majority of the COVID-19 infected people in this country. I've got information about what you're being lied to about the vaccines from FDA documents. What they knew in October 2020 is not what they are telling you right now. The FDA knew in October there was 110 possible diseases that were going to be side effects of COVID-19 vaccine. And from October to December, when they released their fact sheet for the consumers to get the vaccines, they didn't list a single one of those side effects. And so you haven't been told all the risks. There are things being withheld from you. Things are being censored from you to know. And it's so important that we actually inform the public about what they don't know. And if you want any of that information and you think that it would be helpful for you to learn from me, doc@artistlabs.com is my email. Email me and then I'll send you anything that you would like to learn more about.
Let me ask you this, Doc. Would you get the vaccine? You know, that's now available to all adults. Would you get the COVID-19 vaccine?
Joe Biden said yesterday, that by April 19th, every adult 18 years and older will now be eligible to get the vaccine. I would never recommend anyone listening on this show to participate or volunteer to go get this COVID vaccine. You don't even know this. If anyone goes to get the vaccine, they do not know this, John. They are not proven effective to protect you from getting COVID or transmitting it. That's actually what the fact sheets say. It's not FDA approved to help keep you from getting COVID-19, nor is it proven to actually keep you from transmitting it, which is why when they started pushing it, they said, we still suggest wearing masks and having you social distance. Well, why would you do that unless the vaccine didn't work? Vaccines are designed to, one, prevent you from getting a disease and then prevent you from transmitting it. That's what defines a vaccine.
Right.
None of the current three vaccines protect you from getting COVID, nor do they protect you from transmitting it. So why would you ever allow your body or an entity or agency inject you with something that hasn't been proven safe or effective ever? It's not FDA approved. It's been given an emergency use authorization, but that authorization doesn't even protect you from getting the disease they say it's supposed to, at least in the media. Their FDA sheets tell you it doesn't protect you against COVID. So I would never, ever encourage anybody to get that vaccine. And I would follow protocols to boost your own immune system that's already proven 99% effective to protect you against COVID, infection, illness, and disease, and death. The best any of the three vaccines have is 95% effective is the Pfizer. It says it's 95% effective at keeping you from getting really sick, not from getting COVID. Well, your body's already beat that statistic. It's 99% effective on its own to kill off the virus and remove it from your body. 99.997% of the entire world did it without the vaccine.
Wow. See, now that's stuff I didn't know. Dr. Artis, I appreciate you coming on. Definitely something to look into. Definitely some food for thought, for sure. I appreciate you again. Thank you for joining us tonight, Doc. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Thank you very much. I loved being on your show, John.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk with Sedgwick County GOP Chairman David Thorne about next Thursday's monthly county party meeting. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.